When choosing a good Swiss franc law firm, it is important to consider a few important factors. With these tips in mind, I believe you will be able to find the perfect Swiss franc law firm for your needs. Stay tuned. The problem with Swiss franc loans concerns many Polish families and entrepreneurs. Both those who have already repaid the toxic Swiss franc loan and those who are still repaying the loan. However, favorable case law of European and Polish courts gives hope for a solution to this problem. Currently, the only way to get rid of the Swiss franc loan and the annulment of the loan agreement with the bank or its defranchising due to the prohibited clauses contained in these agreements is through the court. However, cases related to Swiss franc loans are complicated matters, requiring knowledge of law and economics, which few lawyers can handle well. It is worth emphasizing that only 2 years ago, only a dozen or so law firms conducted cases in Poland. How to know good Swiss franc offices? Is the law firm's only specialization in handling Swiss franc cases? We only consider law firms that specialize only in Swiss francs. How long does the law firm specialize in handling franchise cases? When did it start handling the first franc cases? Whether the law firm is run by an attorney or legal advisor, we choose only law firms and legal advisors, not companies, limited liability companies. Does the law firm have invalid and legally binding judgments in the field of defranchising and annulment of the CHF loan agreement? Whether law firm sued the bank? Does the law firm comply with the rules of ethics of advocates or legal advisors? Does the law firm adhere to high ethical standards in the field of conducting business and collecting remuneration from clients? Does the law office prefer only direct contact with the client? Does not use the services of intermediaries, in particular SP? Zdu, traders. Does the law office easily present its previous successes in cases with banks? Provide signatures, etc. Does the law firm publish information about the lawyers who handle cases on its behalf? Does it present the achievements of lawyers and their successes in cases of Swiss francs? Does the law firm have relevant experience in securing the client's interests at every stage of the case, including enforcing the final judgment obtained? What to watch out for when looking for a law firm? Watch out for law firms that they do not publish their judgments, or they only publish a few examples or a few recently obtained. They break the ethics of legal advisors or attorneys and use intrusive advertising, send spam or use the services of intermediaries, most often SP. Zdo. Payments in writ proceedings instead of annulment or defranching judgments. They do not provide reference numbers of cases on their pages and do not describe the way to win. They discuss the judgments but do not clearly indicate that it is the cases handled by their law firms. They encourage to sign a contract with an intermediary and not directly with the office. They use an unclear remuneration policy. For example, low fees at the beginning or no fees and high commissions. For example, 30% of achieved benefits. The contract of legal service of the Swiss franc case must precisely define the scope of the provided assistance. It is important that it is comprehensive assistance, including not only writing a statement of claim, but also legal representation. The same applies to the remuneration for the law firm, which should be precisely specified in the contract and cover all activities undertaken. The contract should also regulate the issue of possible additional costs, and a good solution is to include in the amount of the office's remuneration all costs related to legal services, for example lawyers' travel to court, postage, etc. What to watch out for when concluding a contract with a law firm. Unclear rules for collecting a bonus for success, for example for the sum of benefits. Low entry fee, but high success bonus, for example 30%. Charging hourly rates for a lawyer's work. Additional fees not included in the amount of remuneration for the office. High and inadequate to the amount of the claim penalty for withdrawal from the contract. Basic salary plus legal representation costs plus bonus for success. Such a formula provides that at the time of signing the legal service contract, the commissioner pays the law firm the agreed initial fee for conducting the case in the first instance. The content of the contract also specifies the fee payable to the law office in the event that the case is transferred to the second instance. After obtaining a legally binding judgment in favor of Frankau Eyes, the law office also receives the costs of legal representation awarded to the plaintiff and the so-called bonus for success. The last element is the contractual percentage of the reduction in the debt balance or a percentage of the amount of the loan disbursed, basic salary plus legal representation costs. Success only bonus. The last option may seem favorable, but it should be noted that they are used only by new entities with no experience in Swiss franc matters, often conducted in the form of limited liability companies, which want to attract customers in this way. Outsourcing legal services to such a company carries a high risk of failure in court. Good law firms value themselves, and the higher remuneration is the quality of service and greater chances of winning the case. Important information for people looking for good Swiss franc offices. Choosing a law firm is a task for which you need to properly prepare. In addition to information about the assessment of the experience of a Swiss franc office, you should have general information about the case of a Swiss franc for cancellation order franchising of a loan, as well as know some basic threats on the market of Swiss franc offices. 1. How to prepare to file a Swiss franc lawsuit. The decision to file a lawsuit against a bank should be preceded by an analysis of the loan agreement in terms of the presence or prohibited provisions. If the contract is lost, you can apply to the bank for a copy. The analysis of the loan documentation should be carried out by a lawyer from a good law firm specializing in handling cases in the field of Swiss franc loans. Due to the fact that the documentation contains sensitive data, it is unwise to send it to unverified entities that declare aid to the francs without any mention of their experience. A good franc office is run by attorneys or legal advisors. It is worth spending some time checking the credibility of the office and tracking the statistics on the conducted and won cases in Swiss francs. Good law firms publish judgments, do not hide case numbers, and openly say how they win with banks. After selecting the office, you can send a scanned contract by email or arrange a personal meeting with a lawyer. What is important, no personal data is needed to analyze the documentation. When sending a contract, you can blur the name and address. Many good law firms offer free consultations. 2. What to ask the lawyer before the case. Before a court case, it is worth clarifying with a lawyer any doubts that may affect the judgment of the court. The first issue after the analysis of the credit documentation is to determine the chances of the contract being cancelled or franchised by the court. It is good to ask a lawyer about abusive clauses in the contract, which usually indicate that the contract is defective. The situation of each borrower is different, so it is worth discussing which claim, invalidation or franchising, will be the main one and which will be the possible one. For the court, factual circumstances may be important, such as the place of employment, whether the borrower worked in a bank. If so, whether he had an impact on the creation of banking products, rental of real estate, privately or professionally, business activity conducted by the borrower and its nature. These issues should be discussed before filing a lawsuit as they will allow for the appropriate tactics to be adopted. For the borrower, the time frame for completing the case will also be important, may differ depending on the court to which the claim is filed. 3. When is the best time to sue the bank? Any time is a good time to file a lawsuit against the bank. This can be done both when the loan is repaid and after the last installment has been paid. However, postponing the decision is not the best solution. The more so as the announced Supreme Court resolution on Swiss franc loans may trigger another avalanche of lawsuits. This will lead to clogging of courts and the necessity to wait longer for the verdict. The jurisprudence on Swiss franc loans is now definitely in favor of the Frankau Eyes family, so there is no reason to wait for further rulings of the Supreme Court. In the case of some banks, a delay in filing a lawsuit may have negative consequences in the form of difficulties in pursuing claims. The reason is the poor financial condition of some banks, e.g. Getin Noble Bank or BPH. In the case of other banks, A large number of losing CHF cases also affects their financial results, as they have to establish new provisions for legal risk. Suing the bank is the only effective way to get rid of the CHF debt, so it is not worth delaying the decision. 4. Statistics on Swiss franc matters. Statistics on the number of new Swiss franc cases in courts and judgments favorable to Francao IS illustrate a growing trend. In the first quarter of 2021, one-fifth more lawsuits were brought before the courts than in the last quarter of 2020. It was 14.6 thousand new cases, while in the whole of 2020 there were 37.2 thousand of them. At the end of April this year, almost 51,000 proceedings, while at the end of last year it was only 37,000. Despite the fact that the Polish Bank Association presents the figures regarding the percentage of cases won by Franco is in a less favorable light than the data provided by CHF law offices, according to the Polish Bank Association, only 70% of cases end with the winning of borrowers, and according to CHF law offices, over 90%, that is still a very impressive result. According to the data of Swiss franc law offices at the end of the second quarter, 98% of cases in the first instance ended with the victory of the francs, 565 cases won, 12 cases lost, and final judgments were 100% favorable to them, 37 cases.